MTV Cast.
Bonjour. I mean, Alexandra here. Finally leaving Milan. I got there about 2.5 hours ago. I had a really, really, really bad day today. I totally overslept and didn't hit the road until 6 a.m. And I knew that was a death sentence because traveling the Navajo reservation during the day is like suicide. So by 10 o'clock, it was like 90 degrees. Then by 1, definitely 100. And then a wind from the south came pretty heavy. And I ran out of water about 10 miles out. And then a really bad storm rolled in with hail and rain. And it took me 2 hours to go 10 miles. And I just felt so weak and so exhausted. And like I should have been faster. Because I know I'm better than that. But it's just a really bad day. But now I'm back on the bike again. The 2 days before it, Brazos Ridge is like one of my favorite parts of the whole entire traverse. And I got in on a perfect day. And then that pass from Abiquiu to Cuba is also one of my favorite rides. It's just so chunky. It's so fun. So technical. And I just was like smiling and sending this descent. I just was so happy up there. I could have stayed up there for 2 weeks. It's so beautiful. Cows are so stupid. If they knew how big they were, like, they wouldn't just like stand there and run away from you. What idiots. Anyways, last 2 days, among the most incredible of my trip. Today, hands down, the worst, most disappointing, exhausting day I've had. You know, like, I totally want to quit. I think I have athlete's foot. I bit my cheek a few days ago, and I looked in the mirror today, and I literally look like there's a golf ball sticking out of my cheek. It hurt pretty bad. Switched with some peroxide and bought some ibuprofen and hope that gets me through to the end of the race. Obviously, I'm not going to quit, but I want to. I guess I'm on my way to Pi Town. Not looking like I'm going to get there until like 3 or 4 if I press all night, which I definitely want to because I want to go home. I miss Minnesota. So I better get off the phone. However, cool thing is the 2 hours, 2.5 hours that I wasted pouting here, the wind seems to have switched directions, and now I have a tailwind, kind of, to the south. I'm riding southeast at the moment, and it's kind of a cross tailwind, but it's better than the fucking cross headwind I had coming in here. I was standing up, hunched over, to not catch the wind, but I couldn't, like, crank in the saddle. My gearing was too high. Standing up, crunched over, going down a hill. It was so frustrating. I just wanted to coast. So as I was descending for 2 hours, mildly descending, I was cranking with all of my might. And every time I tried to coast, I'd come to a stop. And I dropped my bike several times and pouted. I pouted so much today. And I screamed and I yelled and there's nobody out there to hear me because it's desolate and the sun.
Hey, it's Peter calling in from Silver City. Had some going ons, mostly in regards to my body in the last day and a half. Probably like an hour after I called in, leaving Grant towards Thai Town, my right Achilles calf, I'm still not sure exactly, just started to feel kind of off and tight. Wasn't hurting, but it was a little concerning, so I took it easy that night and stopped a little early. Next morning, I was just feeling like crap. Stomach was upset. Couldn't stay awake. Knees were hurting. So the stretch to Pie Town was very long, even though it was only like 26 miles or something like that. So my plan was just to load up at the Toaster House and head out. I had seen pictures before of that place just stacked with any sort of resupply you need. But they only had like three things of cookies. And there was like nothing else. A half empty thing of jelly beans. So luckily I was so slow that morning that it was 8 o'clock by the time I got there. So one of the pie stores was open. So I went there. Got some burritos and ate peanut butter and jellies and chips to go. Ended up in Silver City with one of those things, the cookies from the Toast House and one bag of chips left. So pretty good estimation on my part. Yeah, kind of forced me to triple my relaxation time, if you will, just waiting for them to make everything up and cook the burritos. So I had some pie and kind of hung out. The pie was awesome. It was coconut buttermilk or something like that. Usually those things are way too sweet for me to eat the whole thing, but I ate that whole thing no problem. Yeah, just kind of walking around the Toast House and the pie place, realized how bad my left knee hurts. But luckily, it's not too bad on the bike. So I headed out, was still falling asleep on the bike after like 30 minutes of continuously splashing water in my face and whistling that jitterbug sound. I finally woke up, and then the day kind of switched and started feeling well, and everything was kind of rolling. Stopped a little short of Sapio just to get some cooler weather, I was hoping, and avoid bugs, which worked. Got a few hours of sleep. Not feeling tired today, so heading on to the border now. CDT was tough, a little tougher than last time. I think I had something to prove last time. And I did half of it in the dark this time, which is a little slower. Hopefully, tailwinds all the way, but we all know that's not going to happen. Talk to you later.
Morning, Joe. Marty Johnson. Hey, got out of Kremlin yesterday after lunch. It was hot there. Kind of reminded me of what people are telling me it's like in Kansas right now. So I've got to keep telling myself that. So when I'm wearing my poofy coat in the mornings, that it's much more pleasant here than back at home. It got rained on going over the pass. And then again, came down New Pass. And that I-9, that traffic on Highway 9 was terrible. That taillight batteries went out. I was replacing those, and a semi comes by and just, you know, drenches me with water. It's like, oh, my gosh. But got into Silverthorne got a room and refreshed, and crossing the Dillon Dam right here now, going to Breckenridge and up over Boreas Pass and into the lovely Hartzell, Colorado. Thanks for everything, and we'll talk to you later, buddy. Bye.